Welcome, and thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in listen-only mode. After the presentation, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. To ask a question at that time, please press star then one. Today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. I will now turn the meeting over to Sharon Feller. You may begin.
Thank you, Tori, and happy Friday, everyone, and welcome to part two of our three-part distributor-only series on the Tivoli portfolio and marketing guidance for 2011. My name is Sharon Feller, and as I told those of you who joined us yesterday, I work on the Tivoli team, and my sole purpose in life here at IBM is to really help you guys drive more Tivoli revenue through your second-tier partners. So before we get started today, just a couple of comments. As I said, this is a three-part series. Yesterday, Lisa Jensen and Rodney Fannin did a really good job giving us some market insights, product roadmaps, and very specific product focus for first half of 2011 for security and storage. So in case you weren't able to join us, the call is available for replay on the same link from the note that you received. It will be available next Wednesday, November 17th. Today we'll be talking about automation and enterprise asset management. And then next Thursday, November 18th, we're fortunate to have the marketing team, Tamara Crawford, on to talk about the marketing and sales plays available for first half 2011. Again, all this information has been specifically designed by our channel managers to help you start having the conversations right now with your partners to be off to a fast start in 2011. The presentation is at the Partner World link that you got in your note, and it should be, it's kind of hidden under additional details, so do take a look for that. If you can't get to the presentation on Partner World, then please just send an email directly to me, and it's S as in Sam, F as in Frank, E-L-L-E-R, S Feller, at us.ibm.com, and I'll shoot the presentation over to you. So we have two outstanding presenters today, and then we'll have 5 to 10 minutes at the end of the call for questions. If after the call is over you have any additional questions or you want to do a deeper dive on any of our product pillars, please just send me a note, and we'll be delighted to work with you and your local IBM team to make that happen. So let's just go to page 2 of the presentation. And this is the same chart that you all saw yesterday representing the 4 product areas in the Tivoli portfolio. And then if you click on the blue text, you'll see the sales kits for each one of the areas in Partner World for each one of the pillars. And again, as I said yesterday, the worldwide opportunity for the Tivoli portfolio is a whopping $37 billion. And the product focus for today's call is on automation, which has a target in 2011 of almost $15 billion worldwide. And as we said yesterday, the solutions and the products in this portfolio area are a bit more complex, but there's definitely entry points for your partners to start expanding their business, because as I go around talking to partners, that's what they all say they want to do. They got the storage, you know, they're great at selling storage, somewhat good at selling security, but very interested in expanding into other areas. So automation is a great spot, and Brad Willard will be on to talk to you about that next. We're also very fortunate today to be hearing from Paul Williams, and he'll be talking about Enterprise Asset Management Portfolio, and that has over $1 billion in opportunity and is the largest growth rate for our Tivoli portfolio at over 7%. This product set also has a very tight link to our Smarter Planet strategy. It's a bit of a different sell, but the product set is a market leader, and once partners are able to get it into a client location, it's really easy to upsell because of the great benefits of the product and the tremendous ROI. So we have an exciting hour planned for you here. And with that, I would like to just turn it over to our first speaker, Brad Willard, who's the Worldwide Channel Manager for Automation. So take it away, Brad.
Excuse me. Thanks, Sharon. I apologize if you hear some coughing, or I'm fighting a flu here, so if you hear a thud followed by silence, maybe someone could call 911 in Austin for me. But I'm going to try and get through this. I think I've got an hour in me. So let's jump right into my charts. If you look at the agenda, I think for those of you who were on yesterday, you'll see it's fairly consistent with what they took you through for security and storage yesterday, and what Paul will be doing with EAM. jump right in. And I have a lot of slides here. I think for those of you who are familiar with the automation portfolio, it is the broadest and I would say most complex in terms of the different kinds of moving pieces that are included in this portfolio. It's the second leading revenue source for Tivoli behind the storage portfolio. But when we talk about automation, it encompasses a lot of different areas and a lot of different needs and capabilities that we provide for the end customers out there. So I'm going to try and hit those, but I have a lot of slides in here that are as much for your reference as for talking to. I want to make sure that we hit the key parts and the salient points about the portfolio. And for some of these charts that we don't go into in as much detail, they're available for your reference and, again, for follow-up if you need to reach out to me and get more information. So if you look at the IDC revenue charts and the Forrester revenue chart after that, the automation segment is a fairly mature segment, but it also has several viable and growing segments within it. The compound annual growth rate projected through the Forrester study is 7% year to year. And if you jump to the market insight slide, where we see the growth happening here, there's active displacement. So with base monitoring and moving up to event correlation and doing business service management analysis, there's certainly more opportunity at the higher end and more growth there. The base monitoring level is a more mature segment, but as we see technologies like cloud and virtualization gain more traction, there's a lot of opportunity to sell monitoring for those kind of deployments. There's also a lot of opportunity for active displacements. There's improvements in the technology. There's improvements in the breadth and depth of coverage that different vendors provide. So you don't see people locking in with a single monitoring vendor necessarily. They're very open when contracts run out to look and see what's the best solution for their particular deployment or infrastructure. And one of the keys to succeeding based on that is to have multiple control points, to have the best-of-breed solution, not just at the monitoring level, but as you move up the value stack. And I'll get into that in a few slides here. And with Tivoli, I do think you'll see that versus the competition, we do have the breadth and depth. We do have the best-in-breed, not only on a point product level. So if you're talking about monitoring a specific application, if you're talking about correlating events coming from various sources, if you're talking about translating those data points into a line of business view, there's a lot of vendors that can do those things. There's not many, if any, that can do all of them as well as IBM Tivoli and in as an integrated manner as IBM Tivoli. So you have some opportunity for partners to do some integration work, but it's also not going to be as perilous a task and as expensive a task as trying to integrate multiple solutions from multiple vendors. The next point there about the core Tivoli monitoring portfolio being positioned for follow-on and co-sell opportunities, what we mean there is if you have partners who are actively selling other products or other solution areas like Microsoft applications into the mid-market, like WebSphere App Server into the enterprise space, like any kind of hardware, we piggyback on those very well because if you buy a server, you're not buying a server to stick it in a corner and bring people through and show them what a great server you have. You're going to put something on that. So you want to make sure that the applications that are on it, the OSs that are on it, however you've partitioned it or virtualized it, that you're monitoring what's happening with it and you're reaping maximum efficiency and maximum return out of it. So if you have partners who are very active in the Microsoft world, and they're mid-market customers, and they don't sell IBM Tivoli because IBM's a bad word in the Microsoft world. It shouldn't be. There's a lot of opportunity, and if you look at the capabilities that we provide to monitor Microsoft, we believe we're as good, if not better, than what Microsoft does and then what a lot of the competition does. And then when you expand that to a heterogeneous environment where you have maybe some Oracle databases or some other applications that aren't, you're not just in a pure Microsoft environment, we have the coverage there to allow you to sell product initially and do follow-on sales on top of that. So you shouldn't just be looking for partners who are selling Tivoli today. There's a lot of ways you can pull partners who are selling other applications into the Tivoli monitoring fold with that. One of the other areas that we're seeing a lot of growth and potential growth is in the mid-market space. We've invested heavily there over the last several years. We've come up with some appliances, which is hardware, software bundles, plug and play, stick them in. There's not a lot of complexity to getting these things deployed and the initial configuration. There is opportunity for your partners to go in and do services around those and tweak the configurations. But for people who aren't working with an enterprise budget, this is a great offering, we think, and we're starting to see some momentum with that, especially with the latest release, 1.2 of the appliances, which were announced earlier this month, where we've moved to a server-based pricing model versus the traditional PVU model that we have for a lot of our enterprise products. And then again, in the mid-market, the IT Camp for MS apps, comprehensive monitoring of your Microsoft environment, and a single out-of-the-box solution that that we're seeing a lot of momentum with in the mid-market. The other area that I want to tell you a little bit about, I can't say too much because a lot of it is still being processed, is Big Fix. It definitely complements and improves our offering in the automation space, endpoint management, complementing the server management that TPM provides, and also some additional server management capabilities. There's going to be some parts of Big Fix that look like they'll be in the automation portfolio, and I think there's one component of this that'll be in the security portfolio. But we see a lot of opportunity in the mid-market with Big Fix, and they bring a very strong partner channel with us, but they also have some significant gaps where we think that we can add to the partner community there. The next chart I'm not going to spend much time on, but, you know, there's a lot of fingers that get pointed when systems go down. There's a lot of impact to your business when an application goes down. And if you don't have a system in place, it allows you to track exactly where the failure is, if it's at the web front end, if it's the database on the back end, if it's the middleware. You need to know what that is. You need to identify it quickly and solve it quickly. Otherwise, it's costing you money. So these are all things that your end customers or your VAR's end customers are going to be familiar with. But, again, very powerful when you're staring at those numbers. Next chart, talking about some of the automation pillar insights. We believe that the best way to position the IBM automation portfolio is as a broad solution. Now, we know that when you're talking about partner opportunities and when you're talking about mid-market, a lot of times they're interested in a very point product-oriented solution. So I've got Microsoft applications running in my environment. I just put in a complex web processing system where I've got WebSphere and DB2 or Oracle and SAP, whatever the apps that are running there. I need to be able to manage and monitor those specific applications or those specific transactions. So, again, with the point product capabilities we have, we feel that we're competitive with anyone out there. Pricing, for the most part, we're competitive. There's some smaller vendors who don't do as much as we do and are obviously not as expensive as IBM, but if you're looking for a comprehensive solution for the price and the functionality that IBM Tivoli offers, we think it's not a real easy task for someone to compete with us. But we think that the way to differentiate, the best way to differentiate, talk about the capabilities that we can do, but also talk about the scalability of our solution. So you're talking about monitoring your Microsoft environment today, but you're going to grow your business, hopefully. So you're going to be introducing other application areas into your environment. You're going to add complexity, maybe a broader network. So you want to have a solution that allows you to do event correlation across that. You want to be able to do complex analytics around the data that you're getting. So not only are you ensuring that your environment is running optimally, and meeting the performance requirements you've put on it, but that you can take that data and do analysis to do some predictive trending about, well, it's working well today, but when am I going to run out of CPU? When do I need to bring more servers online? And again, that is the broad solution that Tivoli offers from a single vendor, integrated single vendor, that the competition doesn't have. The other thing we offer, and I apologize if I'm speaking rapidly, but I want to make sure I get everything in the half hour here, but the partner ecosystem. So we not only provide out-of-the-box best practices, with the applications that we ship, with our monitoring, with the event correlation stuff in Omnibus. But we also provide very functional toolkits with those that allow a partner or the end customer themselves, if they have the confidence and the skills to do it, to tweak the existing monitors that we provide, to create new monitors. So it's not just the solution doesn't end when you buy the Tivoli software and you're deploying it there, that there's a lot of opportunity and follow-on opportunity for partners to add value by tweaking the configurations and enhancing them. The next chart is probably the most important one I have in the deck here. This is, I am on, and I'm using my own deck, so I don't know in the broad deck that that was sent out, but I just moved to slide 8 in my deck, which says service availability and performance management, and it's got a pyramid graphic on it. So if you pop that up, this is the story of the Tivoli Automation portfolio. You start at the bottom level, the resource monitoring level, the most basic automation stuff that you're going to be doing, and move up that pyramid to business systems management. So trying to highlight this real quick, when you're starting off with Tivoli, the easiest thing to do with the Tivoli automation, at least, is the monitoring stuff. It's very simple. It's a very poignant and relevant pain point for a lot of end customers today. They've got a bunch of applications running, and if they are underperforming, they impact the performance of other resources in your environment, and they impact the overall performance of your total system. So you need something in place, and any customer is going to understand that I need to monitor how my Lotus Notes is running. I need to monitor how my DB2 is performing to make sure that I'm not causing customers to bail out on online transactions. I'm not causing workloads to fail, processes to fail. so it's a clearly understandable and easy to sell a solution in that area, and that's why it's a fairly mature segment. But the next level of that is when you're talking about multiple resources, how do they interact with each other, and how do you react to performance issues in your environment? So if you've got alerts coming in that you had some servers go down and are unavailable, and you got alerts coming in that tell you that a network segment is down, well, odds are you're not able to get to those servers because they're on that network segment that went down. So you don't want to send limited IT resources out to fix a server that's actually fine. You want to make sure you solve the root cause of the problem, maximize the efficiency of the IT resources you have, and minimize the downtime that you're experiencing in your environment. So it's critical that as you mature your IT infrastructure, that you have some kind of consolidated operations management and event correlation thing going on there. You also want to be able to do event enrichment, which we do with our Impact product, and get more information about the servers. If you have a set of servers going down, is it because you just did an upgrade to the OS on them? So you want to back out of that, but be able to identify what's really causing the problem there. And then moving up to business service management, that's the predictive analytics stuff. That's the line of business stuff. So if you have two systems that have gone down, and again, talking about scarce IT resources, which one do you fix first? If it's just you're telling me that I have a server in Building 1 and a server in Building 4 that are down, that doesn't give me a lot of insight. But if I can translate that to realize that the server in Building 1 is my online transaction processing system, the server in Building 4 is the healthcare reimbursement system that my employees use internally to file claims, clearly I want to fix the thing that's making me the most money or costing me the most money if it's not working. So you want to be able to have that kind of capability, the line of business view, to not only see what's happening in your IT environment, but how it's impacting the actual processes of your business and the money-making part of your business. And then on the side, you'll see, that's where we have things like where Big Fix will fit in, the enrichment and operational automation, workload scheduling, endpoint management. We include Tatum CCMDB, so being able to track, you know, I mentioned this earlier, backing out of faulty upgrades or whatever, that if you can manage and monitor what's on your servers and what versions of applications you're running, it's a lot easier to identify where problems are and fix those problems, back out of faulty upgrades, whatever it is you need to do to get your system back up and running. Now, if you move to the next chart, this is the same chart, but again, I apologize for my lack of skills with graphic user interfaces here, but I just did an overlay of the actual products that are going to fit in these areas. If you look at the bottom where these are red, that means that they are in open distribution. And if they're starred, like the appliances and MS apps, those are the products where we think the biggest growth is for a new partner coming into this stuff. So you know, I mentioned ITKM for MS apps. We have base ITM. We have a series of ITKM products which allow you to thread multiple applications together. So as a transaction processes through your environment, you're able to track each step of the way where it's underperforming or where an issue is occurring. I don't know how interested you guys are in System Z, but we have very robust capabilities with our OmegaMon products for System Z stuff. And then, again, moving up, I talked about Omnibus. I talked about Impact. We have Network Performance Manager, TBSM, TSQM. So we have these capabilities both for the enterprise space or traditional enterprise space as well as what you'd call maybe the traditional network space. And we're also seeing a lot of bonding or integration between those. So enterprises are realizing how important the networks are, and they're making an investment in those and needing to manage and monitor those. And same things with service provider-oriented businesses or telcos. They're realizing that they've got good systems for managing their networks potentially, but they're not sure about what's happening with the rest of their IT infrastructure. All these products, this information on Partner World, on the www.ibm.com, I have some links at the back of this deck, so there's a lot of places you can go to get more information. And I also offer myself up if you have specific questions or are looking for specific information, use the email at the front of this deck to reach out to me, and I'll do my best to get you the latest and greatest information on these. Next chart, focus products for first half. The foundation, so specifically for monitoring, Tivoli Foundation's Application Manager, ITKM for Microsoft Applications, and Big Fix. We think there's opportunity, and if you jump back real quick to that last chart, there's control points within here, and we think that because of our proficiency in all these areas, we can come in at any level. So if you have an end customer who's very happy with the monitoring product they have today, but they need an event correlation solution, we can come in and pitch Omnibus as a point product solution for that. If they have event correlation but they want to do the line of business stuff, we can pitch TBSM as a point product thing. I mentioned it's easiest to come in at the low level, but anywhere that there's an opportunity, you can get your foot in the door with the IBM Tivoli portfolio and then move out from there. So if you come in with Omnibus as your lead play, there's probably going to be applications in the environment that get added or get expanded where the end customer realizes they're not getting the most out of the investment they have in the existing monitoring solution. So you can come back and downsell the monitoring into them, upsell the TBSM into them, look at the endpoint management stuff. So anywhere that you can get a foothold with these, and we believe that we are strong enough as point products here that we can make that compelling presentation and proof of concept and close the deal, you can spread from there. And again, just one more time, it's easiest to move up because that's how most people do that. But as I said, with the monitoring being a little bit mature, if your customer is happy with that, there's still opportunities to go in and find a control point with Tivoli Automation. So now jumping two slides ahead to the IBM Tivoli Foundation's Application Manager, Key Systems Management in a Box. What I did here was just try and pull out the high-level description of the product, the customer profile, deal size, typical deal sponsor, that kind of stuff. I'm not going to go through all this, but we're working on a set of 5 to 6 slide mini sales plays or partner sales plays for several of our products. So we have one that's almost ready for the ITKM for MS apps. We're going to be doing it for the Foundations Manager. We're going to do it for some of the stuff I mentioned earlier with how do I sell monitoring in a WebSphere environment or with a WebSphere deployment. So we want to make sure that our potential new partners that our VADs are going to bring to the table, that they can that they can figure out how to incorporate Tivoli monitoring or Tivoli automation into what their core business already is. So if they're selling WebSphere, they're selling information management from IBM, if they're selling Microsoft again, there's a lot of ways that you can bundle this into a proposal, a bid, a follow-on opportunity 6 months after you do the initial deployment. So that's what this information is geared at. Again, I would encourage you to read this when you have some time. There's a lot more information out there on this stuff, but at a high level, if you're trying to tell a VAR why they should be looking at this or what is Tivoli Foundation for Application Management mean, here's the one-pager you can give them. And same thing, the next chart, the monitoring and managing MS apps with IBM Tivoli, this is pulled right from the six-slide play that we've put together. High-level but compelling information on who your target market is, how you sell to them, and then the background beyond this initial chart gets into market opportunity, competitive information, all that kind of stuff. So you're trying to encourage your VARs to take a look at the MS apps monitoring stuff. This is what you're going to want to use with them, and this is readily available to you. Next chart, and I know I'm running out of time here, but with Big Fix, again, a lot more information will be coming out. My understanding, the latest information I have, is that it will be available in Passport in February, so right in time for Pulse, which I hope a lot of you are planning on attending. But that would be a great way to get a lot more information about specific packaging, pricing, and plans moving forward for how we want to incorporate it into our automation portfolio and security portfolio and what we're going to be doing with it over the next 2 or 3 years. This chart gives you a quick view of the complementary nature that it has to our base TPM product. And if you look at the next chart, this is a very generic but hopefully informative for this point in time given the lack of information that we have to share externally because of the processing of the acquisition of where we're trying to go with this and what kind of releases we're expecting to have and integration plans with the rest of the portfolio. And then the last couple of charts I'm not going to read to you, but profile of what the automation product portfolio is, some average deal size, selling cycles, high-level information, again, that you can share with your VARs to hopefully get them interested in this. The next slide, what does the ideal potential automation partner look like? Put that out to your VARs. Let them decide if this maps to their business model and growth areas that they want to get into. And then the last chart in my stuff is business partner sales kit links for the base monitoring stuff. I've mentioned it several times, but I strongly encourage you to check Partner World for any information that you're looking for specific products within the automation or any part of the Tivoli portfolio. We are very committed to making that the single landing page for getting the latest and greatest information, which includes sales kits, sales plays, technical information. So this was automation in a half hour, and that's where you can go to get the deeper view. And also I encourage you to reach out to me if you have some partners who are interested or you want to get more information, and I'd be happy to sit down one-on-one with you and go through this in a little bit more detail. So I think I managed to do it in just about half an hour. I'm going to turn it over to my colleague, Paul Williams, who covers our enterprise asset management portfolio, and I'll stay on, and I think hopefully we'll have some time at the end. If you have some questions, I'll take those. So, Paul?
Okay, great. Thanks, Brian. And I appreciate you trying to cover so much in a half hour. As Brad had pointed out, this is probably our largest portfolio with the most amount of products. And I actually came from that area several years ago, so I can certainly appreciate you trying to cover this in a half hour, especially with all the new things coming out. So once again, my name is Paul Williams. I'm the worldwide Maximo channel sales leader, and I was going to cover Maximo here in the next 30 minutes. But to kind of piggyback off of what Brad was talking about with, you know, kind of managing and monitoring the infrastructure and the applications, now we kind of, if you look at Maximo, Maximo is an application, right? So all the stuff that is in Brad's portfolio essentially supports things like Maximo in the environment. So there's also some other linkages here that we can talk a little bit about later on. But, you know, suffice it to say that across the Tivoli portfolio and actually even into other parts of our software group portfolio, where we're sharing product information, we're using each other's technology increasingly as we move forward. So that's definitely a strategy of ours. So I'm excited to be on the call today, and I certainly appreciate it. So why don't we go ahead and get started then. We'll go ahead to, I believe it's slide 21, which is kind of the market insight part of the deck. So when we talk about Maximo, what Maximo really does is it does enterprise asset management. There's also some other components of it. There's an IT asset management component, and there's also even some IT financial management type of components to this as well. And there's some new things we'll talk about around space management and CAFM, which is computer-aided facilities management. But when we look at the overall market, there's $233 trillion worth of assets in use across the world. So companies, you know, just like us in our homes, right, you know, you need to make your assets last longer, be more reliable, produce better quality, and everybody's trying to do more with less, right? This is not a new statement, but it's because of the economic conditions, we're starting to see this more and more. People are delaying capital expenditures, which in some cases you would think would be counterproductive for Maximo, but actually what we're seeing is an increase because people have to still maintain certain levels of quality and reliability of those assets, even though those assets are getting older and need to last longer. So it's just like anything. If you have an older car, you need to maintain it more than maybe a newer car to ensure that it's still going to get you from point A to point B. So that's really what we're talking about here. And a couple of the really important points is, you know, $1.5 billion is being spent on asset management solutions per year, and that's an ARC note. However, the overall market size is actually about $2.6 billion, but we're finding $1.5 billion dollars are being spent. So we have to kind of figure out how to rationalize those numbers, but that's about, you know, that's the size of the market. And then if you look at the compounded annual growth rate, it's actually right around 9.1%. And again, that is another industry analyst number. So between 2010 and 2015, that number is growing. And I think a lot of that is due to the point that I just made a little bit earlier is that people are keeping some of their assets longer. Capital expenditures are under more scrutiny, and they're looking at, you know, getting more out of the assets that they have. So the other important thing here is the last bullet. So IBM is really growing the solution set, and really what this is starting to do is set the stage for more consolidation and rationalization type of plays in the market. And so I'll get into a little bit of that later, but where we've seen justification for Maximo is there's a lot of point products out there doing, you know, various aspects of asset management between IT and physical type of assets. And by consolidating that into one system, you get better information across your enterprise. And then also from there, you can, you know, drive some savings without having, you know, multiple products. So it's similar to our story on the automation side, but looking at multiple point products and consolidating into more of an enterprise type of view. So if you go to the next slide, slide 22, just some quick pillar insights. This is a little bit of a you know, commercial here for Maximo to make you familiar with kind of where we stand. So we are definitely the market leader, you know, according to many sources. We're in the Gartner quadrants, ARC. You know, we are the 800-pound gorilla in this space. And so one of the things that we've, you know, that I'd like to kind of talk about is a little bit more on the left-hand side is some of the coverage gaps that we see around our service request management, which is essentially our service desk, asset management for IT, change and configuration management database. And then there's also some new gaps that we're filling around space management for facilities, data center infrastructure management, which I think is going to be especially interesting, Maximo for energy optimization and real-time asset locator. So we're not going to have time to go into these products in a lot of detail, but Those are the ones I would probably focus on a little bit, and we can get into this a little bit further. But again, if you look at the right-hand side, really what this is more of a statement talking about is, again, you know, we're the worldwide leaders, and we go to market more in a vertical for Maximo. And so what we're finding is that, you know, based on the specific industry, we are certainly number one or number two in the verticals that you kind of see in the lower right quarter there. Okay? And we'll move on to slide 23. So just another kind of slide. I won't spend too much time on this. This is, again, more for your edification. But just feel comfortable that Maximo is in lots and lots of places. Your customers may have Maximo, and in many cases you may not know it. When we bought MRO Software back in 2006, there used to be these bumper stickers that they had that said Maximo was everywhere. And as I started to move into this, Maximo about 4 years ago, I started to realize that it is. I mean, I had customers. I was a sales rep, you know, just recently, and I had customers that were, you know, two people shop, you know, two person shops, all the way up to, you know, multi enterprise shops with people all around the world, and you know, thousands and thousands of users. So it really does. The statement is really true that this is, it is literally is everywhere. If we move on to the next slide 24, if we talk about the product portfolio. So this is kind of our, you know, what's on the truck type of slide. And the areas in that red color are kind of the areas that I wanted to focus on that I think might be of some specific interest for the VADs. Now, we have, you know, a core solution product, and then we have industry solutions. As I mentioned, we go to market in an industry fashion, and we have specific deep industry knowledge and industry expertise and industry solutions, software wrapped around the core product. And, again, which leads us to be the leader, certainly, within those six blocks that you see. And then there's multiple add-on solutions. Now, some of those, like archiving, for example, uses Optum. Real-time asset locator, which is one of the ones I think is going to be very interesting, down on the lower right, uses WebSphere premises server as well as you know, Maximo components, as well as some you know, outside type of components around sonar and RFID technology. So again, we're all kind of eating our own dog food with this. And if you look at the core solutions at the top, those three red boxes. So Maximo for energy optimization actually came a little bit more out of the automation space. So it's kind of a mixture of IBM Tivoli monitoring as well as Maximo. And that product, I would pay specific attention to specifically for the automation type partners. This is one where I think when we talk about converged asset management between a physical and an IT asset, or looking at a data center or a facility, overlaying heat map information, energy usage information, that's one of those intersections is with that product, as is with Maximo Space Management for facilities and Maximo Data Center Infrastructure Management. So space management is becoming more and more of an issue. So managing move, add, changes within an actual, you know, facility, cubes, et cetera. Also around the data center infrastructure management, which is looking at a physical view of your data center, overlaying even Maximo for energy optimization, heat, essentially a heat map, power usage. Over that, you can then determine, you know, where should I put this server? Should I consolidate this area? Do I have enough power if I'm going to make this move here? Those types of things. So, again, I think that's another very interesting product that we're starting to see some uptake on. And if we move to the next slide 25, again, those are the ones that I'm pointing out, right? So I kind of used the previous slide to really talk about that. But the focus products in the first half are really going to be, I believe, in these areas. And, you know, specifically, I think, for the bars that you support. So if we move into the next slide, so Maximo Space Management for Facilities, again, I won't necessarily go into all the detail around this, but again, this is really, I think, no pun intended, but it's a hot area for the channel, And one of the things I'm trying to do is to try to get more of the non-traditional EAM partners, or more of the automation-type partners, storage partners, even security partners, to move more into these into these areas. And so as I start to see space management facilities or data center infrastructure management, which is on the next slide, slide 27, I see that there is kind of a nice adjacent area that the partners can start to move into from areas where they're very strong today. So if we move up to slide 28 to talk about Maximo for energy optimization, again, this is another one that I think is a very interesting one. Again, another adjacent area to where a lot of your VARs are already working today. Okay, so so with that being said, moving into slide 29, if you kind of look at, you know, some headlights on some of our new products, we just completed an advisory council with some of our business partners, and one of the things that we're going to do is we have a platform, a base now for Maximo in version 7, 7.x. And so the version 7 platform is where everything is starting to come together from this convergence message. So IT assets, physical assets, assets that weren't smart before but are now smart, smart electrical meters, anything that, has an IP address essentially can now be managed under the Maximo umbrella. And so we're going to continue to build on those add-on capabilities and extend the release of version 7. So this is really going to be the platform that that we're trying to get everybody to. And, again, it's going to be a long-term play that we're going to continue to come out with additional add-on products in this area. And so there's a big push inside the company to go out and push this story. And, again, and I think that's what's going to drive potential new partners in the space or expanding with existing partners and VADs, is whoever's wants to kind of get on board with this. We certainly want to empower them and encourage them to start to move this forward. I think there's going to be plenty of opportunity. So when we look at expanding our industry solution functionality, we're going to move more into, you might have heard about smart buildings. So we have relationships with companies like Johnson Controls and Siemens and Honeywell in building information management systems to incorporate that data into Maximo. Safety, risk, and compliance is another area that we're moving into. Space management, I already mentioned. Real-time asset locator is another one that I mentioned. We're starting to see this a lot in healthcare for managing high-dollar value assets in a real-time fashion, literally seeing where they are at any given time, and that's proving to be something that's of great interest. And then again, as I mentioned before, is kind of leveraging the IBM products and technology. So we're going to continue to go down that path. Okay, and so if we go out to the next slide, to slide 30, there's some of the Maximo sales plays that are out. So you can see smarter buildings is one. There's a smarter cities solution blueprint, enterprise asset management, and an ROI-driven economy. We have, that might be something to spend just 2 seconds on. Now, we have the capability to assist our VADs and our partners in actually building business value assessments. So what we find with Maximo is, because it is an application and actually has a very strong ROI, what we're finding is that in some cases our customers need help. And so we do have a template that we can help use or help you with to drive it. It's based on a third-party tool from Alinion, which essentially was a Gartner company. A bunch of folks from Gartner kind of spun off and created that organization. And they provide us a template that we can use to drive ROI discussions with our customer. And so it is a little bit of a different sell. Instead of selling mainly to IT, a lot of this sell comes to the line of business type folks from the Maximo side. But again, what we're finding is there are plenty of products that actually end up getting sold into the IT area that are adjacent to have those conversations and even start to move partners from an IT-centric approach over to the line of business. It gives you a very good story to go over and talk to the line of business people with, which is eventually where you really want to be, because typically they're the ones who control and they have more business insight and aren't necessarily subjected to just budget, but they're more of running the business and doing the planning, and they can help build better value around a return on investment versus fitting into a budget. So we're starting to see some success certainly around that. And then there's some specific plays, right? We're on nuclear power, so we're very strong in that space. But as you can imagine, there's only so many nuclear power plants, and so we have a very specific play around that. And then a just push go for EAM, which is more of a marketing initiative. One of the things that we also discussed yesterday that I didn't have a chance to put on the slide was around facilities management. Is we're looking at some specific plays around facilities management. Again, we believe that is going to be a big push for us in 2011. And again, with the space management, DSIM, as well as the real-time asset locator, those are all things that fit into the facilities area. And so we're looking at some plays now that we're in the planning stages for that are going to be released in 2011, specifically around facilities. Excuse me. So if we move into the next slide, which is the business value of the Maximal portfolio. So I can just run through this relatively quickly, but you know our average deal sizes are somewhere around 90K, and that includes actual upgrades. You know, companies moving from one version to another, and then they need some incremental licenses. So that number might be skewed a little bit to the lower end, but new deal sizes can be significantly larger than that, as you might imagine. Again, it's more of an operational type of product. So think of it almost as an ERP for your operational type of assets. So it certainly drives a lot of services as well. I put 2 to 3X. I've seen it as high as 4 or 5X services to software ratios. And the sales cycles, vary. I personally have been involved in deals that have lasted, just 3 months and have gone easily as long as 12 months, depending on the type of size and scope of the opportunity. So it's an authorized product. And then our channel capacity, this is something that I think you'd be interested in. So the Maximal channel is relatively young. It, we bought MRO software back in 2006. And at that point, really, it was more of a services type of organization. I mean, the MRO software would sell the software directly, and then it would be more of a services type of play for the partners. And so what we're finding is, because we're expanding the portfolio and we're expanding into more of IT, CAFM, and these other areas that I've just mentioned, we're starting to see that there's a lot more opportunity. And the traditional enterprise asset partners are not moving as quickly into the IT space because it's an area that they're not as familiar with. So again, since I've been in this role, for the past 4 months or so, what I'm starting to evaluate is where do we go from here? Where do we get some additional partners to move into this space? And so we've started to get some traction with some specific VADs and VARs that are very interested in helping push into this space specifically for this reason. So, again, I think this is something we should certainly pay attention to. And, again, I can certainly make myself available to have deeper conversations around that with anyone who would like to. So if we just keep moving forward here to the next slide, so what does the ideal potential Maximal partner look like? So, again, Maximal is more of a line of business sell, so it's more about the business process. And so you typically lead with that versus a technical feature function. And so one of the things that we're seeing is partners that are in a specific vertical tend to have a better grasp of the business and then can understand the business benefits of Maximal. Now, it's not to say that you need to be an intimate expert in every single vertical. What we're finding, too, is that on the IT side, because it's a little bit more common, there's some processes that go across different verticals, like ITIL. We're finding that folks that have an understanding of ITIL, so some automation partners who understand that, are making a very easy transition into selling our IT products. So, again, it just depends on what the partner's vertical is. So technical skills that are needed, I mean, we certainly have a technical enablement roadmap and process. But, again, for some of the newer partners, frankly, all I'm trying to do is have them do some opportunity identification. I've volunteered myself as a recent rep to even make sales calls to help identify opportunities and drive that. And then from there, we would either partner with another partner, which Brad talked about, the kind of the partner ecosystem. We're really taking that to heart. What we're finding is that, again, on the EAM side, there's some partners that are weaker in IT. They're partnering with stronger IT partners and vice versa on the other side. And so my whole mantra here is to really keep it all kind of in the family and don't let these opportunities go by. If you can get a piece of the pie by identifying the opportunity and funneling that to some appropriate, you know, technical skills to help you get it over the hump, that's good for everybody. And so I'm certainly encouraging that and supporting that. And so far it seems to be working, not only here. We found it in Eastern Europe and other parts of the world that it's really taking hold. And so, and then the other things are, you know, if we really look at that last bullet, and that's more of a general statement, you know, you really have to, you know, we want partners that are going to be a little bit more aggressive and ask some new questions and really try to push and not be afraid to, you know, to ask some questions that they might not be entirely comfortable with moving from, you know, one area to another. So that's that on that slide. Okay, so the next one. So as far as how to get started with Maximo, again, I'm not sure that we need to go through all of these. We can kind of just, just kind of leave that. But there's plenty of marketing assets. There's plenty of Tivoli talks that are coming up. There's local resources in the field. One of the things that we've actually done, as an indication of how seriously we're taking the business with the partners, we've actually hired an SE specifically for Maximo. And so he's just coming on board. He's transitioning out of his old role. And he should be on board here. I think at the end of this month he'll be on board. So that's excellent news. So we can start to use him for sales calls, for trainings, for marketing type events where we're going to do demos, those kinds of things. We do have a resource now, which is tremendous. And we're building out that organization. We're also adding some additional Tiger Team folks from a worldwide type of level to assist as well. And those folks are available to the partner channel. Okay, so these next group of slides, I won't necessarily go through here, but just suffice it to say that these are some of the questions and slides that I've used for talking to some of the SVP partners that have been non-traditional or not a traditional Maximo partner, and trying to talk to them about moving into the space. So over the next several slides, you can kind of peruse that at will, but you know, it just tells you kind of uncovering opportunity, what you should be listening for, you know, what are the areas of discussion, first of all, what should you listen for, and then some specific on-ramp slides. So if you're a storage partner, what are some of the questions that you might ask, and then who do you talk to? So if you just kind of, you know, breeze through these, there's a few. There's some for storage, one for automation, and one for security, and those are the areas that we kind of focused on. As our core Maximo business, core Tivoli business is really focused kind of in those areas. And then if you skip down more to slide, the slide that says Tivoli Business Partner, Sales Enablement Resources. We have some specific links here, Tivoli Knowledge Center, which is, again, is the, you know, partner world type of portal. And then there's some online enablement tools and resources underneath that in those blogs, specifically for Maximo. And then we're also on Twitter. We're on. We have a whole lot of videos actually on YouTube, customer testimonials, those types of things, and LinkedIn, and there's blogs. We're really active in that area to support you. So I think that's all I really have. I think I did that with 3 minutes to spare. So, Sharon, if you want to kind of open it up for questions, I think we have at least 3 minutes for questions.
Yeah, Tori, and listen, and that was great, Paul and Brad. I really appreciate it. Great job. And, Tori, maybe have a minute for one or two questions. Can you open it up, please?
Thank you. If you'd like to ask a question at this time, please press star, then one. To withdraw the question, press star, then two. Once again, for any questions from the phones, it's star 1. I'm showing no questions.
All right, Tori, thank you very much. So let me just wrap up the call by thanking you, Paul and Brad, for a great job today. I hope everyone on the call has some more ideas of what areas and what products you can work with your partners to help them really expand their business next year. Please remember to join us next Thursday, and we're going to have another exciting call to hear about the marketing and sales plays available for 2011. If anyone on the call has any topic that you would like to cover on a future distributor-only Tivoli Talk, please just send me a note at sfeller@us.ibm.com, and we'll get that topic covered for you. And again, if you want to do a deeper dive, you see these guys really know their stuff. If you want to have a deeper individual dive, a deeper dive in your location, let us know, and I would be happy to set that up. So with that, I'll say have a great weekend, and thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for participating today. You may disconnect at this time.